It's the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jackwagons. Rather make noise, Evanston, joined by the good son, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed another hashtag Tequila Thursday edition. Bartender, pour us a few shots. Just leave the damn bottle because I'm hopefully going to chug home some winners tonight. And we're swallowing the worm in celebration. We got Cardinals. We got Seahawks. Let's not waste a second of time. We're hopping aboard the Hong Kong plus money all the time on Thursday Night Football. Lundy, how'd you get seduced by the juice?
Well, let's talk about Tyrese White. Shall we, Mr. Evans? Tyrese White, the linebacker for the Seattle Seahawks, a man who, while playing defense and being asked to be in coverage, has been targeted 10 times. Brad, do you know how many times that has been a completion when he has been on defense?
Let me guess. 10.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Which is why we're going to look across the middle at one Trey McBride. Let's talk about 70 or more receiving yards. One of the reasons I like this, A, it qualifies for the plus bus. But B, yes, it qualifies for the plus bus if you're at DraftKings. Over at Caesars, the same number is -103. But at DraftKings, it is a +109. I think Mr. McBride is going to find his way down the aisle to the altar with at least 6 receptions tonight. And I think if that happens, he is going to hit this 70 mark with ease. So at +109, when the other books are making me pay some juice for it, I will happily lift the veil of Mr. McBride and smooch him right on the mouth at a +109.
Oh, let's get greedy on my plus plus selection. How about a guy that's finding the end zone, not only on special teams, but also in the receiving game, the rookie Torrey Horton, anytime touchdown. Let's make it back to back contest of him splashing 6. He does that +400. By the way, that +400 available at DraftKings and also at BetMGM. And I'm locked and loaded on this. A little sprinkle. Nothing that we're backing up the truck or the plus bus really on. But Horton is a guy that is certainly going to be maybe the apple of one Sam Darnold's eye, especially on some of those outside the numbers routes. He only has one red zone target the entire season through 3 games, but he's number 22 among all eligible wide receivers in ADOT. If you don't speak acronyms, that stands for average depth of target. And I pulled that number from playerprofiler.com, 13.6 specifically in that category. Hell, his passer rating when targeted is 127.1, the 6th highest of any wide receiver in the National Football League. Now, Arizona's only allowed a pair of wide receivers to splash 6 this season, but he's going to get a lot of Max Melton coverage, which is a primo matchup. Melton has a lot of touchdown, but he is number 93. Again, number 93 in pass coverage grade as tracked there at Pro Football Focus. So again, let's squeeze every last drop of juice on Torrey Horton. Anytime touchdown, +400. At BetMGM or DraftKings. With those bets on the board, it's time to get after it with another edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
Numero cinco here on the countdown. Apply some damn stick'em. Dip your hands in honey. Double-sided tape on the gloves. I don't care what you do, but you need to be catching some of the deep balls that are offered to you. And I'm pointing the finger directly at you, Marvin Harrison Jr. I think he is going to step up and bounce back from the disastrous drop that he had last week in San Francisco. Give me him, numero cinco here on the countdown, at 50-plus receiving yards at an even Steven +100 juice. Pull there at DraftKings. Oh, and it's got 2 cents better. It's a +102 right now at DK. So the number is slightly ticked up. I like the value there. Harrison has only done this one time. That was back in week 1 against the flopping fleur-de-lis, that being the New Orleans Saints, had 71 yards in that game. And he is outside the top 30. And get this, average yards of separation per target, not great. Yards per route run, total yak, target percentage overall as well. Again, a lot of those advanced analytics are saying fade, fade, fade the noise. But again, I think Harrison, you saw him in a post-game interview. He was making the round on social media. After that 49ers trip up that he had last weekend, man, he was in a dark place. And he's like, I've got to rectify some things. I need to show some improvement. You can read in his eyes. You can read in his body language. I think he's going to show up and show out under the primetime lights down there in the Sonoran Desert. And if he gets any peace of Tariq Woolen, that is a great thing, as Woolen has the fourth lowest coverage grade through 3 weeks at Pro Football Focus, giving up a 75.2% catch rate and 137.2 passer rating to his assignment. Seattle's a collective just number 20 in dropback success rate defense, though they have yet to allow a 50-yard wide receiver, but I believe that narrative changes tonight. Marvin Harrison Jr., did you get a hands transplant in the few days leading up to this game? I pray to God you did. 50-plus receiving yards at plus 102 now at DraftKings. Again, number five on the countdown, Lundy. Fair to follow.
I don't think I can resist it at the plus odds. I think we may be sweating this one, Brad, because
Definitely.
I mean, you know, it hasn't happened. We're talking about a guy that, you know, needs to get some kind of a breakout game here. Like, I'm talking like forget betting purposes, just in general for the Cardinals. He needs something where the wheels stop spinning and actually the, you know, the grip on the tire, like, you know, like, yep. You know what we're talking yep. about here. You know, for those of you that have gone mudding out in your life, maybe out in the pasture, gotta get some traction going there. I think this is gonna be close. The fact that you can get it at even money, I can roll with that one. Let's make this a follow to kick off the Thursday edition of the pod.
Yeah, do yourself a favor. Apply that extra layer of Old Spice and pray Marvin Harrison comes through.
Number four.
Numero cuatro here with the Fade 5 Countdown. I'm going to go back to the same well I've already invested in and drank from the waters, except I'm going to go a different market. Horton here's a who? Torry Horton, get to know thy name. Give me the over on just 21.5 receiving yards. A little bit heavier juice, but it's come down. It was minus 135 yesterday at BetMGM. It's 5 cents lower at Tate Time at a minus 130. This could be a nice little leg on a simple two-leg parlay that you could then reduce the juice, roll the shoulders, and get seduced by the juice in the end. But just individually on this bet, I think it's going to come through. You look at the other books, this number is as high as 26.5 that I have seen offered. Arizona, a decent in pass coverage, number 13 in dropback EPA defense on the season. But I already mentioned it. He's going to see a lot of Max Melton. That is the projected primary assignment in this game. He's given up a 64.7% catch rate. And again, his number 93 in pass coverage grade, one of the lowest marks in all of the eligible DBs available there at Pro Football Focus. Horton, again, as I mentioned, top 25 in ADOT. And you look at the last two games. 4 targets, 2 catches, 32 yards. The next game, 4 targets, 3 catches. Oh, what a quinky dink. Also 32 yards. So just be a king of consistency, bro. And we're cashing this sweat-free without any issues whatsoever. And maybe it's the antithesis of any action on Marvin Harrison Jr. So numero cuatro here on the Fade 5 Thursday Night Football Countdown. Torry Horton over 21.5 receiving yards at a minus 130 at BetMGM. And Lundy, better follow.
Well, you're already rolling the dice here, Brad, on the touchdown. I have a feeling that much like me in a particular game in week one where I week two, I put a lot of stock in Justin Jefferson. Several parlay, lots of, and then he kind of face planted like right into the ground. You know, sort of like me if I'm attempting to play any sporting event whatsoever. And so with that in mind, I don't know if I can chase you on both the yards and the touchdown. So I'm going to fade you on the yards, but I'm going to have some fun at a 4-1 for the touchdown.
You know what? I am hot for Horton. Come on, Lundy.
Number three.
All right, Numero Tres here on the Fade 5 Countdown. I just traded for this guy in one of my fantasy leagues yesterday, believe it or not. I had to dump off Jamar Chase, ended up getting Jameson Williams and Trey Benson. And I'm banking on him to have a breakout performance as the main man in that offensive backfield now that James Conner is out of commission with that gruesome ankle setback that he suffered last week. So give me him in the anytime touchdown, and you see the odds here, plus 110, so a little baby seduced by the juice, available at BetMGM, and I think this is going to come through. Betalytics, Rachel Krashek, my buddy there, projects him for a 45% chance of crossing the chalk. I think it's got to be greater than 50%, quite frankly. He has been ultra efficient with the ball in his hands. Here's the evidence why. He is number one in yards created per touch so far on the young year. Number seven in yards after contact per attempt at 4.50. And number 20 in total missed tackles force. He's already toted 4 red zone touches this season. Yes, Seattle has yet to allow a running back touchdown. Yes, Seattle has been stiff in the trenches. Number 4 in rush EPA defense. And of course, yes, they're giving him just 3.16 yards per carry. I know Arizona has had some run blocking issues as well, but if the Zona team gets inside the 10-yard line, you know the ball is going to go to the belly of Benson. And given his plowing ways, I think he's going to go full Tecmo Bowl Barry Sanders and just truck some dudes and make him go rolling down the field. So give me Dre Benson anytime touchdown plus 110 at BetMGM. Good, sir.
Fade or follow?
I think you're a wimp, Brad. I think if you're going to play this, you need to make it an SGP and take his yards at, what do you want to say, 50 plus?
Oh, you sure. Could, yeah, 50
okay.
plus.
Then put the two. If you think he's going to score, then he's probably going to move the ball on the ground. And so if you take him on a low threshold rushing total, like 50, this turns into plus 145 instead of plus 110. So I appreciate that you're like, hey, it's a plus odds on a touchdown. Yay me. Look at me with my shiny bald head. But if you're going to play that, Brad, go ahead and put it together with a rush total and get the juice even higher. Come on, my man. It is week. It's week 4 in the NFL, and some of us are on tilt.
You know what? Plus 145? I'm now horny. I appreciate that, mi amigo. Some other horn dog bets for you right now. Go to thegamingjuice.com, you jackwagons, and sign up for an absolutely free account, at least for now. All of Lundy's free spreadsheet picks live there. My always free, always transparent, always public spreadsheet also lives on that site. Can access at any time. We're constantly updating all of that action. Easy to find link at the top of the page. You can ask Brad, this doofus, me a question. Whenever you damn want, I'll get back to you my earliest convenience. Just click that Ask Brad link at the top. All of my fantasy football rankings for week 4 are live. All of my fantasy flames columns at quarterback, running back, wide receiver, and tight end also live. Doing some primetime props. My full top props piece at NFL week 4. It will also be on the site by the end of the week. And two, our college football week 5 forecast featuring Matt Fortuna, Ben Wittenstein, and Nate Jacobson live right now. If you want some action, say, I don't know, Alabama, Georgia, or maybe even a bigger game, Oregon, Penn State. Holy mother of the gambling gods. It's going to be a glorious Saturday in college football. Get all of that at thegamingjuice.com. Did I mention it's free? You have no stinking excuse. Click, converse, and cash, dot, dot, dot. Maybe.
Number 2.
All right, numero dos here on the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's go with a two-way trade play, Lundy. I think you're definitely going to love one of these legs. The other one, maybe not so much. Leg numero uno, give me Trey Benson, 3 or more receptions. And leg numero dos, give me the bridezilla, Trey McBride, 50 or more receiving yards. Again, Lundy loves him at 70+, so we're going to shave 20 off. That should be low-hanging fruit. Somehow, some way, you put those together, plus money is achieved at plus 104. there at DraftKings Sportsbook. Going back to Benson, hopefully going to make me some buckaroos in the pass game. A guy that his workload is about to spike. Again, no James Conner. Conner accounted for 9 total targets. That was 10.2% of the team's target share. And Benson's routes have steadily climbed in 3 straight weeks. 9 routes he ran in week 1, 16 in week 2, 23 last week. This could be a minimum of like 25, 26 routes for him tonight, provided the Arizona Cardinals are going to remain competitive and not blow out Seattle in this one. So the pass game will be involved front and center with him being a dump-off option there for the Docks of the Desert and Kyler Murray. He has gone for at least 3 receptions in 2 of his first 3 games, running routes on 50% of his snaps played with a 72.7% catch rate. And you look to Seattle, they've allowed the 2nd most running back receptions through 3 weeks, 22 in total. Meanwhile, with Trey McBride, he already laid out a lot of the reasons. Let me give you the nerdy stats to back up what you were selling. You look at Seattle, they've allowed the 7th most tight end yards this season, 180. Juwan Johnson's the only one to go for 50 against them. That happened last week. He, of course, plays for the Florida League and the New Orleans Saints. But McBride's seen 8 targets per game. He's number 5 in the position in total air yards, number 4 in total yak. He has done this twice in 3 games. Absolutely love he'll get to 50. He may hit that by halftime. So, again, recap to recap. Numero dos of the Feed 5 countdown. Same game parlay. A Trey 2-way. Trey Benson, 3-plus receptions. Trey McBride, 50-plus yards, plus 104 there at DraftKings Sportsbook. Lundy, I already know you're halfway in, but ultimately, are you going to fade or follow?
We're going to go all the way in because you notice, like, every time I move, like, right now I'm getting, like, some Springsteen vibes. I'm getting, like, I'm blinded by the light because the sun here in Denver has decided to find the one square of the window. And so right now I'm just trying to make sure that I can see you. So I'm going to follow because I think the sun god is trying to tell me something.
Amon-Ra. I think that's a great call. By the way, is it rolling like a douche or deuce in the night?
You want to keep trying to figure that one out? Let's get Springsteen on the phone.
Number 1.
Numero uno here on the Feed 5 Countdown Thursday Night Football Edition. Got to get some action on JSN. Jackson Smith and Jigba, folks. I cannot believe this. Posted this morning at DraftKings. I've been waiting for most receiving yards to drop in any of the books. Now, I went to ESPN Bet first, opened up my app. It was minus 110. I'm like, oh, I would invest in that at that price. I'm like, I'm going to shop around though and see what BetMGM has. Yet to post at tape time. Then I went to DraftKings and, oh, that ray of light hit me like it's hitting your face right now on his receiving yards in the game, plus 100, Lundy. So a little baby seduced by the juice, but my pants instantly melted when I saw that at plus money. I think he's got to have the most receiving yards in the game. And look at JSN, a guy that should absolutely ball out tonight. I know Arizona's number 13 in pass, EPAD entering the night, and he's going to get a lot of Denzel Burke. He's only given up a 50% catch rate and 31.3. That is it, passer rating to his assignments through 3 weeks. But this is JSN. The guy is on fire, and you want to talk about a mammoth volume. He gets it every week. His team target percentage is at 40.3%. That's numero uno among qualifying receivers in the NFL. He's at 11.5 targets per game specifically. Respectable number 34 in catchable target rate. He's gone 9, 8, and 5 receptions. And remember last week, found the end zone, saw the 5 catches. He was dealing with an undisclosed illness. We don't know exactly what it was, but he's had days to heal. He's going to be A-OK. And a guy I just think is going to erupt tonight is very much in the conversation, maybe to be the one of ones at wide receiver in fantasy football this season, especially points per reception league. So Jackson Smith and Jigba, JSN, be a juggernaut tonight. Most receiving yards at plus 100 at DraftKings. Deuce, douche. I'm still trying to figure it out. Lundy, fade or follow.
Just stop. You're going to hurt yourself, man. I'm just telling you, if you try to figure out the lyrics, you're just going to hurt yourself. So please stop. Yes, I'm going to follow on this one, by the way, for those of you that may or may not care, depending upon your book of preference, this same number plus 100 is available at Caesars as well. Ooh. I caught it this morning. It was available at Caesars as well. So, again, a lot of us are on DK or at least have DK on our phones. So no issues there if you just want to go ahead and play that one. But just letting you know that if you want to get away from DraftKings, you can also do it over at Caesars. Jump on it one way or the other, my friends, because this is likely to happen. And part of the reason for that, like most passing yards in the game, Brad, Kyler Murray plus 100, Sam Darnold minus 130. What does that tell you? What does that tell you about who's going to be throwing the ball, right? I mean, you know, be paying attention to those kinds of things. So, yes, I will absolutely roll with you on that one. Let's have some fun.
All right, correlate, synergize, and bring it all together. That's a nice little factoid you just threw out, which means I require more bonus time. Bonus time, Lundy. I'm thirsty for more bets on Thursday Night Football. May got action elsewhere. Just give me another dozen wagers and give it to me now. What do you got?
All right, let me roll with a few more for Monday Night Football. By the way, or for Thursday Night Football, excuse me. We're not ready for Monday Night Football yet. Those are my Broncos as they take on the what used to be Hello Kitties of Detroit and now are the Hello Kitties of Cincinnati. We'll be talking about that for the Monday Night game where I will be in the south stands of Mile High Stadium raising one of Colorado's Rocky Mountain finest while we celebrate that game. Okay, I already gave away one of them because you jumped on Trey Benson with the touchdown. But again, you can put that together. Trey Benson touchdown, Trey Benson 50 or more rushing yards, plus 145. I did it at Caesars, but put it together at whatever your favorite book is. And then, Brad, the other one right now that I absolutely cannot resist, over at Caesars, Trey Benson on the escalator, 70 or more rushing yards. I think he might hit 80, y'all. I just got to be honest with you, okay? 70 or more rushing yards, Brad.
Oh, go ahead and loosen it.
Plus 140.
Bang.
Plus 140 for him to hit 70, folks. And I think 80 is not out of reach for Trey Benson tonight. So I'm just going to look, I'm just throwing that out there for you to be able to have some fun. Let's go back to the receiving core, shall we? Just for a moment, Brad, give me Marvin Harrison Jr. To have 30 or more receiving yards. And I'll tell you what, I'll take a little bit of a chance here, but give me the same total, 30 or more, for Cooper, fill up my cup. So if Cup gets 30 and Harrison gets 30, that is a plus 104 over at DraftKings. Folks, I hope you were smart enough to do what I did last night because, Brad, we didn't go a half unit. No. No Funston on this one. We did not go a full unit. We did not even go two units. Folks, we went three units last night on the Seattle Mariners -1.5 against the Colorado Pebbles.
Good call.
Cashed that son of a bitch with
ease.
Why? It's Colorado. And two, Seattle had the AL West crown on the line last night. Are you kidding me? Cal Raleigh, see ya. Cal Raleigh, see ya. 60 home runs on the season for the Northwest boy, the guy they call the dumper. But that was, oh my God, that was easy money to take Seattle -1.5 on the run line. That's all I've been doing this week is looking for teams that can clinch and they're paying very handsomely, especially when they're playing a dumpster fire like the Colorado Rockies. Folks, I will yield the floor to the fine gentleman from Illinois.
Always fade the Pebbles, especially when they're on the road. And Luis Castillo also did me a solid in that game. He was a brilliant, to say the least. All right, let's go with the Team Lamos parlay play of Thursday Night Football. And let's get crazy with Cheese Whiz, shall we? Same gamer. And leg numero uno, give me Arizona +7.5. Leg numero dos, give me Seattle. Also +7.5. I'll explain if you have no idea what that idiotic math is. And give me Trey Benson 50-plus rush yards in that alt market. Uno, dos, tres. I'll say the juice. I'll be giving you the reasons why I love this wager. I think it's going to be a single-possession game, Lenny. So I don't give a rat's ass who wins this thing tonight. Just no team go out there and blow the doors off any of the squads involved in this particular affair. So if Arizona wins by 7 or less, I cash the first leg. If Seattle wins by 7 or fewer points, I cash the second leg. And then meanwhile, you look at Trey Benson, 50-plus rush yards. You think he could flirt with 80. I think that is a distinct possibility given his maximum efficiency on a per-touch basis this season. And a guy's probably going to see 80, 85% of the opportunity share. Amari DiMercado will only supplant him on a rare occasion, in my estimation. I know Seattle's only giving up 79 rush yards per game in the running back position, but I think he will crack at least 50 yards with that bruising downhill style. Also got his elite speed for as big as he is. At 6 feet, nearly 220 pounds, I think he will plow his way for at least 50. And then Arizona-Seattle, just get back to that real quick. 9 of the last 10 matchups have been by 10 points or less in this series, searching back to the year of COVID in 2020. My good buddy Rachel Kryshek has got this projected for Seattle, 22 to 20.6 over Arizona. And you look at the EPA data, these two teams, whether you're looking at the offense or the defense on a per-play basis, nearly identical standings. They're only separated by 5 in offense and 2 spots in defense. So I think it's going to be ultra-close. So put it all together. The Team Huevos parlay play on this hashtag Tequila Thursday. Arizona plus 7.5. Seattle plus 7.5. Trey Benson, 50 or more rush yards, plus 130. Hell yeah! Available there at BetMGM. Elsewhere, Moon is time. Moon is time. Lenny, I got to get more JSN. I'm going to go with the alt market on receptions. I grabbed the over on 6.5. It opened at plus money earlier this week at BetMGM. It's now minus 140, so I'm going to stay away from that. But if you go to the alt market at DraftKings this morning, for him to get 8 or more receptions, it's plus 127. And folks, he's already done that not once, but twice in the first 3 weeks. And again, I'm on most receiving yards of the game as well. Dude is going to ball out tonight. Whether against Burke or whoever he's going to line up against, working out of the slot fewer times this season, only around 25% of the snaps played. So whether he's a lineup inside or outside, he is going to be the main man of one Sam Darnold, as long as he's already laid out. So I'm banking on that. And then one more, signing with the actually I got two more. Signing with the Seattle Seahawks. I'll go with that one first. Same game parlay. Seattle plus 7.5, and I'm going to match that with Zach Charbonnet, but not all day. I'm going to bet the under on his rush yards prop, and that opened at 42.5. He's got a foot injury. He's questionable coming into this thing. Full expectations are he's going to play, but is he going to be on a snap count? Of course, he's working in concert, a full-blown timeshare with Kenneth Walker III. And you look at Arizona, they've been pretty damn good in the trenches. They're top 15. And rush EPAD entering the night. So I just based on the limited volume, given the short week, I know he was off last week, so he's had the extended rest. I don't think he's going to get a ton of run in this game, and the matchup ain't all that favorable either. So give me Zach Charbonnet under 42.5 rush yards, and I'll match it to confuse the algorithm there at BetMGM. Smoke coming out of the ears for the machine when you take Seattle plus 7.5, and you achieve plus money plus 125 as a result. At the docks of the desert. I haven't got any action. I got to feed him a sausage, a bacon strip, a milk bone. Kyler Murray over 20.5 rush yards, minus 110, available there at BetMGM. He's gone 38, 32, and 37 rush yards the first three games in NFL regular season. They said all summer long, Kyler, you got to run the ball a little bit more, would you, son? And he's like, sure, I'll step up and show up and show out with those scurrying little legs. And I think he's going to do exactly that yet again. He's averaging 3 design runs per game. He's averaging as well 3.33 scrambles per game. That's tracked there at playerprofiler.com, 5.4 yards per carry. And you look on top of it, Seattle, they've allowed the 5th fewest quarterback rush yards so far this season. But who they face? Brock Purdy. Yeah, he runs on occasion, but not a ton. 17 rush yards. Aaron Rodgers, he's old. Old as you know what. AF. He ain't running anymore. And then you face Spencer Rattler. He's not exactly a runner, an opportunistic scrambler, maybe here or there. He had 10 rush yards against him. Seattle has the fourth highest pocket pressure rate of any team entering the week at 29.3%. So you put it all together, I think Kyler Murray, whether on design runs or getting flushed out of the pocket, he's going to take off. And I think he's going to get to at least 30 rush yards. I just need 29 to cash on the over 20.5 there at a minus 110. Baseball bets? Get out of here. I don't have any. WNBA bets? No, sir or ma'am. I have none of that either. Although that action you can hear on my show BetMGM tonight. Possibly tonight or tomorrow, 7-11 p.m. Eastern across iHeart and Odyssey stations. All right, I'm out of breath, and we are out of time here on the Fade 5 podcast. Do us a favor, drop us a rating and a review at your convenience, would you kindly? Fade or follow us as well on the X. Lundy, always giving it to you there, at Nate Lundy, myself, at Noisy Huevos. Also, sign up for an account right now at Betalytics. Their tools are awesome. And all of your sports betting research and fantasy football needs, quite frankly, use promo code JUICE. That's promo code JUICE for 25% off today. And go to thegamingjuice.com. Check out all of our excellent content and sign up for your free account there. Until next time, as always, fade or follow. That is up to you. And I figure it out. Racked up like a deuce, another roller in the night. I think that's right.